So I think to finish up on the series about children on Shabbos, a subject matter that a lot of people want to understand a little bit better. What's the deal with games, sports on Shabbos, different types of activities? It comes up with children, but it applies to, I guess, older people as well. And then just housekeeping, we'll probably not have a shir next Sunday because we're having the Thanksgiving Yom Iyun. We don't do over the week on Sunday, and then we'll, Mirat Hashem, we'll start in December. We'll start our next series of topics. Okay, so it begins with a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Navi. Now, anything that's written in the Navi is called in Halacha Divrei Kabbalah. So it's not mysticism, Kabbalah, you know, Zohar, Kisvei Ari. Kabbalah, Rashi learns on Chumash, because the Nevi'im were, to be kovel means to complain. So the Nevi'im were unfortunately complaining about all the things that the Klal Yisrael was not doing correctly. So that's why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's a discussion of exactly what the level that means. There's a Chasam Sofer who wants to learn in a Rambam that maybe really means it's Diraisa, but the Navi is just coming to tell us something that really we had all along, hanging on a pasuk. So it reads like this. Many say, it's actually on the Shabbos morning Kiddush, Im toshim Shabbos raglecho, lasos chafetzecha b'yom kodshi, v'karosu l'Shabbos oneg. This is the source for oneg Shabbos. V'gosh Hashem v'chubad, v'chibad to me'asos d'rachecha, v'imtzoi chafetzecha, v'daber dover. So, from here we learn a lot of things. Just for example, the last two words, v'daber dover. So one is required to speak differently, not allowed to even mention malacha on Shabbos. Some people will not realize that, but if a person is not allowed to even mention doing a malacha, so for example, a person is going to say, I'm driving to the store after, obviously, I'm driving to the store after Shabbos. So one's not allowed to say that because driving is a malacha. A person could say, I'm going to the store. Going to the store does not imply a malacha. You could walk. It might be a long walk, but it doesn't necessarily imply that you're doing a malacha. So the mere mention of it, this is one of the, there's several reasons in the Rishonim as to why we don't do, what's the prohibition of Amir La'akum. But one of the opinions is because by mentioning, telling a goy to do malacha, you're actually speaking, you're mentioning a malacha. I remember Rabbi Sabalovsky once said, he was teaching this halacha, I think at Stern College, and a girl came home and she was very, machbit on it. So the whole Shabbos, she was correcting her parents. So by the end of Shabbos, the mother says, I would tell you that you're driving me crazy, but you correct me and say you're going me crazy. but that's a halacha. So what else we see? There's a difference on Shabbos than there is during the rest of the day. The Navi, based on this part, the Gemara says the next source, number two, right? V'chibadito me'asoiz d'rachecha. So one thing is not to wear weekday clothing, have different special clothing that one wears for Shabbos. Now, brings from Yochanan, he would call his clothing the things that give him kavod. Now, it's a sensitive subject, because who are you to tell me how to dress on Shabbos? So I'm not saying what the person should dress, but whatever person wears on the weekday, the Shabbos should take it up a notch. In other words, again, no practical things, you figure out for yourself how a person dresses. Some people who wear a suit because they're in the business world, that's just standard wardrobe. So then, what am I doing on Shabbos? So either wear they have a special suit that's designated for Shabbos, they don't wear it during the week. Or so I know some people have like a three-piece vest, they wear a certain extra thing, they have different baggage, but there's a hat the whole week, it's a special Shabbos hat. But whatever a person does, they should not wear weekdays. And this even is during relaxing. Even a person is just, it's a long Shabbos afternoon. So a person still, because we're not dressing up because I'm going to shul, I'll be out in public. Even when you're home, you're sitting on the couch, you're learning, you're reading, you're doing whatever you are. We'll talk about playing games, but the levushim are for Shabbos. They're not for us. If you had a chosh of a guest, you would dress appropriately. Kol zman that guest is with you. Then it continues. It says shlo yehi hiluchot shel Shabbos ki hiluchot shel chol. Okay, so that you shouldn't walk the same way that you normally do on Shabbos than you do. So, pulling this a little bit together with discussing the aspect of sports per se. So, clothing, Shabbos, walking differently. There is, everybody discusses this topic, discusses a Yerushalmi. It's in the next source, at the bottom of the page. Tur Shimon, Haimapik Tulos, Moavzin, the Garvin, Demrach min litro kol aroivos shov. Okay, so everybody, they give out a lot of food. They gave out a lot of tomchei Shabbos. They took care of everybody. So then, why was it destroyed? So Yeshomer, one opinion is mipnei haznus, because they had inappropriate relationships. So that we understand. If you have such an unbelievable city, a big public city, and they're violating one of the big three, right? What are the three you have to give your life for? Your harag v'yavor. Znus is one of them. What are the other two? Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Domim. Okay, so I can hear that. It makes a lot of sense. You're going to tell me the city was destroyed because they're violating one of the most serious, heinous crimes in the Torah. I understand that. And then Yerushalmi says, V'yishomrim shehayim misachim v'kadur, because they're playing ball. That's why a city is destroyed? For playing ball? The first one, okay, it's big, but again, there's not just like four ball, Yaharik Val Yavors, right? No Znus, no Vodazar, no Shvichas Damim, and no ball. How do you understand that?
Must be Yankees fans,
right? Let the bloodshed because their team wasn't winning. So, at first glance, it's hard to understand what's the equation. That's a reason for destroying it. However, the commentators on the Yerushalmi want to try to give the following shot. Imagine for a second that there's no Erev. There's no Erev, and you're playing ball in public, so that's a Chil Shabbos, but for Hesia. It's a public desecration of Shabbos. So that already, that's a serious thing, right? You know, a person's Bechal Shabbos, Dino Kenochri, we have a lot of Chumras for in this sort of thing. So if we're understanding it's just a game of ball, it's kind of hard to work out the Yerushalmi. But we understand that, no, it was really representative much more, a total lack of Shabbos observance. Okay, then unfortunately we see that these things could happen. So putting this all together, let's start with some of the halachas. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Ches, Oser lischoik b'Shabbos v'yom tov b'kadur. So the Mechaber is strict and tells us, Rabbi Yosef Karo, that it is prohibited to play ball on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So for Svardim, there's not really much to talk about. Hagah comes the Ramor Moshe Isselis. V'yesh matirin v'nog l'hakel. Based on Tosis and Beitzah, it's for the Ashkenazim, they allow it. And the minig is to be makil. The minig is to allow ball playing on Shabbos. So if you went to Krakow in the 1600s, I guess you would find people playing, I don't know what kind of sports equipment they had back then. But okay, whatever it was, there's a heter for this to be done. So, let me...
For the children or for the...
Oh, that's what I want to point out. I'm going to skip a second to go to the Mogen Avraham at the bottom, the number six. He says, V'yamsho shlomo kosa de minag ra hu. It's a very bad minag to be playing sports. De'ein ze simcha v'tiyu. L'gedolim. For an adult to be playing sports, that's not avala ketanim. But a kid wants to play ball? Ein moichin. We don't protest if a kid wants to play ball. Okay, fine. So he says that it's only for adults that it's a bad thing to be playing ball. You know, you have a person who's, we'll call it at this point, as we talk about children, but let's say bar bas mitzvah, right? We saw a few weeks ago that maybe a katan was the age of 9, but let's say simply for this speaking, you have somebody, an adult playing ball is a minhag ra. What are you doing playing ball on Shabbos, right? A kid playing ball on Shabbos?
What if the kid asks you?
Kid asks you to play. You mean the fall? The kids like, "Dad, can we play catch?" I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world. Yes. When people never ask me, I always say it should be done in the backyard. It's part of just a culture thing. You know, there's you can't like. There's a famous judge. They asked him to define obscenity, right? And what did he say? He says, "I can't tell you, but I know when I see it." Right. So spirit of Shabbos. I think most of us understand what Shabbos stick and what's not Shabbos stick. Right? I think Baruch Hashem, we understand what community standards are, what's considered appropriate, what's considered inappropriate. When this happens, the Masorah I have on these issues is that ball playing on a small scale, two kids want to play in the backyard, they want to shoot hoops, they want to have a toss around, fine. In the front yard already is a little bit more, but for Hesia, certainly not if it comes to like there's teams, right?
Yeah,
an organized sports game. We're going to make a 3-on-3 tournament on a Shabbos. No. The Badi Shulchan talks about actually it makes a difference between like a spontaneous game that just, you know, you're sitting around and you have a few hours, they pick up the ball and they start shooting hoops, or versus like an actually organized game. So that's one of the distinctions that's made in the contemporary poskim. But I tell people, if you want to play ball in the backyard, that's fine. Certainly, if you've ever been Shabbos, call it like out of town, I can tell you many times, you know, going to Chabad houses throughout the California, where there really wasn't any community. There wasn't like kids are getting together. So these little teenagers are going to go bonkers. They don't have anything to do. So they have a basketball hoop in the backyard, and for, you know, hours, and there's no other from kids. There's nothing to do. They shoot hoops. Okay, I think Heter Gomer, nothing to talk about in that case. But again, for what age does it become? At what point do we say, okay, you know, I think you're a little bit old to be playing basketball, right? If a kid wants to play with a parent, I think there's a Heter for it. But again, parents should obviously be spending time learning with their kids on Shabbos. There's an Orach HaShulchan. You know, it reminds me of a story with the Chazon Ish. There was once, and I didn't say which club, which youth organization it was involved in, but we could put in historical context and probably figure it out. But there was a young boy who was learning in yeshiva, and he was involved in a type of organization that the administration didn't feel was appropriate for this young man to be involved in. And they wanted to kick him out of the yeshiva. And the Chazon Ish said, like, if he didn't quit that organization, then kick him out. It says, you can't take away something from him without replacing it. If you're going to tell him he can't be in this movement, whatever it is, so you have to offer him some other opportunity to replace it with. So just to come up and say, it's awesome, you have to provide something meaningful for a kid. You know, what are you going to tell you? You know, a 7-year-old kid? Okay, we learned for an hour. Okay, 2 more hours of learning. Can't do it. They're not ready for that. So if you're going to be pulling away something, it has to be done with a chacham to understand what you're going to replace it with and to plan in advance what type of
rock
appropriate
throwing and draft,
no rock throwing and draft on Shabbos.
If they're hooked beforehand.
Uh huh.
You want to play rock instead of play ball?
Okay. The Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan was the Reb David used to call him the Nevoriker. The Nevoriker. So he's like this. Because of Rabbeinu Harma. The Mutter Lischoik Mekoder Afilu B'Shus HaRabim. Right. People are very upset about this. Right? We saw it. This is only for kids. What's the Magen Avraham? Uve emes einze tarumos. This isn't really a valid complaint. For this little kid, this is his Shabbos owning. He enjoys playing ball. He enjoys tossing a football, tossing a basketball, whatever it is. Eich nimno mimenu. How could you take this away from him? This is his owning Shabbos. Now, owning Shabbos is very subjective. We have Chazal tells us that Rabbi Akiva used to cry on Shabbos. So the Talmidim used to ask, Rabbi, why are you crying? He says, this is my simcha. I feel better after him. This is my owning Shabbos. Not simcha. It's my owning Shabbos is to cry. So for whatever reason, if a person feels better, actually, again, it doesn't mean whatever I feel like doing, I'm allowed to do, because now it's called my owning Shabbos. But you see the things that for others, you want, I don't know, I personally don't get such a geshmak out of crying. But for someone it is, so then they would be allowed to. So, you know, even you have a person who would enjoy fasting more than eating. I haven't met too many Jews like this, but theoretically, you'd have someone who would enjoy fasting more than eating, so then there's what to talk about. That would be their own egg, right? So, v'od kosov, te'im hiniach ha'erev mutter l'taltel l'hoitzu kol sheyesh l'toros kli. Right, as long as it has a kli. There's a machlok between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim about the professional sports equipment. So we saw already the Mechaber doesn't allow sports, but I think Sfardish HaPoiskim hold that like a professional ball is mukta itself. Rav Yashav does not, but I think amongst the Sephardic poskim they do. Afal pisha ainid the tzorach hayom klal, right? Delo odiv yom tov mishabes avav below eruv, but there's no eruv. Filim echotzu lechotzu oser shlo tzorach klal. Right, so you can't play without an eruv. So if there's an eruv up, then there really is grounds to permit. Is that a desirable way a person should be spending the majority of their Shabbos time? Of course not. But if there is a need for it and a real outlet, then there is grounds to be makil, and everyone has to do what works within the community standards. You know, if you're in a place where no one's playing ball and you're going to be the shagitz is going to go out and start to, so better not to. But if, again, I'm not saying you should make organized leagues or anything like that, but if kids want to have a toss around or something like that, then Al Pidin, the Orach HaShulchan and others are matter. Any questions on this piece so far? Yeah.
In terms of, as a parent, when you draw that line between when you're a kid and when the son is a kid and when like the son is a bar mitzvah, it might seem like a just immediate like line that it's drawn, It's like, oh no, you can't. You just can't do it. Like, or according to some posting, at least. It's like, how does that psychologically, at least, how would that?
Hopefully, they're being groomed along the way at 9, at 10, 11, at 12, understanding where one's priorities on Shabbos are. So it's not that, you've been playing ball and having everything, and now all of a sudden, okay, Mazel Tov, here's your tefillin, no more ball. Right? It has to be done within a context. But if a kid is raised, understands, and just, picks it up on their own a little bit, they see what people do at what's age appropriate, then I think it's up. But right, if it is like out of context, and all of a sudden now, the Mazel Tov, you said you're Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, and now everything. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. I think there's a Sefer HaChinuch, the Medayik from a Sefer HaChinuch. We tell a 13-year-old, 12-year-old girl, we tell them there's an Isser Dereis of taking revenge. Many adults struggle with not taking revenge against the people, but a 13-year-old, but they point out in the Sefer HaChinuch that the Torah says you can do it. The Torah wouldn't give a mitzvah that was impossible to keep. So if we're telling a 13-year-old, you cannot bear a grudge, you can't. It's hard, it's hard for a lot of us. But l'maisa, it's possible. So that's the flip side. Even if your kid's playing ball all along, now he says, welcome to the big leagues. No pun intended, right? Now you're in the majors. Now you can stop playing ball because now you're in the major leagues. Now you're a mitzvah, what we say. A few others. There's a contemporary forum that discussed this in the next page about toys and games. This is from the Sefer Children in Halacha. Should read a little bit for this. The Holy Shabbos is a day that should be devoted to the study of Torah and other spiritual pursuits. Therefore, it's improper for adults to occupy themselves with games and other trivial matters on Shabbos. Boys who have bar mitzvah and girls who have bas mitzvah should also make an effort to refrain from playing games on Shabbos and should rather occupy their time with spiritual matters. Boys and girls who are younger than bar bas mitzvah are permitted to play games. However, some popular games and toys are forbidden on Shabbos. The mitzvah of chinuch obligates parents to teach their children not to play with these toys and games. So a little bit of that, we'll talk about the toys that make noise. Playing musical instruments on Shabbos is rabbinically prohibited, right? The Gemara says, shem yisaki in kli shir, that you might come to fix a musical instrument. So that's why we don't play musical instruments on Shabbos, right? That's why we don't clap, that's why we don't dance. Since musical instruments often need repair, the sages feared that one might repair them in Shabbos in violation of the malacha makbe patish, completing the formation of utensil. So all toys that make music, such as the toy instruments and wind-up music boxes, are therefore prohibited. According to some poskim, this prohibition includes any utensil which is specifically designed to make noise, even items that are not musical instruments per se, and items whose noise is not necessarily pleasant. For this reason, one is forbidden to use a door knocker on Shabbos. You know the thing like you have on your house? Mm-hmm. So we don't knock. Yeah, it's also part of it. It's a cliche.
Because of music?
It's a knocker, yeah. It's designed to be, it's a hashmas kol, is the technical halachic term for it. To make a noise, yeah, to make a noise. However, it's interesting, they talk about the Torah thing brings down, in a Sefer Torah, sometimes you have like the nice little bells. Yeah, those are motor, he says. Those are allowed.
You can knock on the door itself.
You can knock on the door, right, but you shouldn't use the door knocker. Correct.
Because you're going to come
there,
I don't know why.
Fix it.
Yeah. Okay, next one on the next page, games that usually require writing, right? It's forbidden to play any game that's normally accompanied by writing. One such game is Scrabble, which the score is normally written down. So there's different types of Scrabble. If you're holding in this, there's the anniversary edition, I think it's called. You know what this is? It's got the grooves. So that's Isser Doraisa, because you're putting in the letters into a groove. That is Mlach of Kosev. But, what are the other games? Bananagrams?
Yeah.
Right? And there's a pear one now. Shalom, what's it called? Pearlicious or something? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Apple letters?
There's the app, no, but there's like, I don't know, but there's one. It depends on the box it comes in. The bananagrams comes in a little
bit. There's that problem with pins for scoring instead of...
Uh-huh. So even that would be probably because of... We talk about the Shtari Hedyot, about those types of things, but there's an interesting tshuva I didn't put in the source sheets. The Ramosha talks about playing chess on Shabbos. So many Gedolim felt, like Yaakov felt, that playing chess is like the greatest form of relaxation you can have. Because even when you're relaxing, you're thinking, right? It's not just these mind-dumbing video games where you cut, chop, and slash people and, get your high scores, plants and zombies and plants or something like that. These are the newest games of, destroying things. But when you're playing chess, it teaches you to think. You're analyzing the sugya in chess. You have a lot of it. So he encouraged B'nai Yeshiva to be learned playing chess in their spare time. Ramosha says you shouldn't play chess on Shabbos because you get very upset if you lose. I'm very upset if you lose. So that's going to steer your own Shabbos. You know, you get very upset. As a kid, I remember, like, at the certain, there was like that point where I actually thought I was winning, and then when I made the one move that, like, I lost the game, like, that was it. Just all the pieces went flying. You're like, well, it's on Shabbos. You know, on Shabbos, you know, you.
So if you can keep score without writing it down, still it's not allowed? For bananagrams or.
No, so I think those games are fine. Those types of games are fine.
Some people use, like, the pages of a book. They'll just open up to the page.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I think on Shabbos they play without score, don't they? Just they're playing for the game? I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do
I see in a lot of these, like, Kiruv Shabbatons and stuff like that, they always bring out these types of games for the kids to play. Because, again, it's all part of just the overall package. You know, obviously, there has to be learning on Shabbos. But for some people, they're not yet holding by learning the entire Shabbos afternoon, entire, you know, now, Baruch Hashem, it's the winter. You finish your suud, you have hours along Friday night. Okay, but not everyone is yet ready to sit down with a sefer and plug through. Agav, I think Friday night is the best because, you know, that's the time you get to open up the sefer that you're waiting for all week. You know, like, yeah, I didn't have time to look into the Sfas Emes, or now, Baruch Hashem, on Friday night, I don't have anything that I can open up a sefer that I wish I had more time. We're so busy throughout the week. We're so busy, but the Shabbos Friday night especially is the time. Rabbi Simon told me that Eitzit, to try to find a special sefer to learn on Friday nights. Okay, construction toys. Toys which are different pieces are screwed together are included in the prohibition of boneh. Adults as well as children above the age of chinuch should not play with these toys. Toys such as Lego, Baruch Hashem, in which pieces are merely fit together are permitted. I don't know what we would do if Legos was because it's meant to be taken in, put together and taken apart.
By saying screw it together, meaning there's the more permanent.
Permanent, connection. Yeah, right. What would be an example of that? What would be an example?
Building a model, maybe.
Something. Yeah, like a model, correct. Yeah, something where it's a fast. It's not meant to be taken apart afterwards. Once it's built, it's it.
IKEA furniture.
IKEA furniture.
But that is a whole
no
other,
toy.
That's a toy?
Yeah, that's a whole other element of detracting from on a shop.
I was going to say, yeah. If people get upset about chess, then they're going to get.
Again, if the child asks for assistance in doing Lego, that's.
Yeah.
That's not good for Hesia. So
yeah, but again, I think parents should engage with their children and meet them where they're at. So there's nothing wrong with it. Again, if the parents sitting for 3 hours on the floor playing Legos, okay, we have to have a different schmooze. But to spend time with our kids, that's where they're at. The kid's not interested in the Rashba right now. The kid's interested in, you know, I don't know, fill in the blank, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mario Bros, whatever the current toy is. We did ball playing already, so I'm going to skip that. Sandbox, page 137. Sand and pebbles are generally muksa, therefore children who reach the age of chinuch must be taught that it's forbidden to play with sand or pebbles. This only applies to ordinary sand or pebbles. Sand in a sandbox is not muksa because it's been designated for play by children.
Like
nevertheless,
my protest rocks.
What?
Like my protest
your protest rocks, yes. Make a machal, have them throw sand. Snow is not muktzah. This was a whole, going back years ago, I said this on Friday night and you thought like it was like the world ended. What do you mean snow is not muktzah? Snow is not muktzah. But we don't make snowmen. A few other things, bicycles. Children should not ride bicycles on Shabbos. On the other hand, riding a tricycle is permitted with an area enclosed by the Eruv. Riding a tricycle in Eruv, there's no Eruv, is forbidden because the tricycle is being transported from one place to another. That's being ma'avir dalet amos. To cause something to move. Wind-up toys. It's permitted to wind up a spring-powered toy, a car, on Shabbos. However, if the toy emits sparks while being wound, that's a problem. Battery-operated toys. One may not play with battery-operated toys unless the batteries are removed before Shabbos. Furthermore, the batteries themselves are muktzah. It's permissible for children to play with games in which money is used, Monopoly. But there is a question about borer. Yeah, you have to be careful with that. You know, in some homes, once all the games are out, so then it becomes kemat impossible to actually physically clean up. So everything just gets shoved into one corner, and then, okay, that's most of Shabbos will be cleaned up, because to take a piece, borer is going to be one of the topics in which we're planning on doing this here, but to take pieces of a game that are all intertwined, and then to separate, to take this leg and put it to here, to take this block and put it there, to this car and put it there, so it's a tarovis, it's a mixture, and then to put it away, that's a border, Shiloh. So sometimes it's cooler for the kids. They don't have to clean up because they're not supposed to do it. Puzzles, I know that's a thing. It's permitted for children to assemble a jigsaw puzzle on Shabbos. Even the words or pictures will be formed. Similarly, one's permitted to play with plastic puzzles. in which one forms words or pictures by shifting little plastic tiles on a plastic frame. You don't get what I'm talking about? Like where you I don't know the name of it, but they push them and it goes, right? It's like that. Okay. Ping pong. Children are permitted to play ping pong on Shabbos. Okay. And the last one, putting the toys away. When different types of toys are mixed together, one's not permitted to put each toy in its proper place due to the prohibition of Borer. Rather, one should put them in a mixed up manner and after Shabbos, arrange them in the proper order. So you could just take a big bin, if you want to just dump everything and put it into that, and then you can clean it up after Shabbos, or you just shove it to the corner. But there are issues of cleaning up these things, unless... What we try to do is when you finish with the game, put it away right away. So there's no board. And so you finish.
Mixed up with something else.
Right. So you finished Monopoly. You finished whatever it is. So clean up the game, and then you could play your next game or do whatever it is. It's nice in theory. Obviously, Lamaisa doesn't always work out that way. But these are some of the things. So Baruch Hashem, we had a few shirim on children's issues. Again, the first one we talked about was a children's status in halach. We discussed a few weeks ago. They were cholish embo sakana. Last week we talked a little bit about making food for children, like baby food and other preparation issues. Now we talked about our games and sports, and then as well. So Mishnah we'll have on Thursday. We're going to be having the Thanksgiving Yom Ian here in the shul, and then we will probably not have next Sunday. Then we'll start our next topic the following week. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you for coming.